Public Space Travel is a leftist, anti-capitalist podcast of disgruntled academics, video gamers, and friends. Our belief is that knowledge should be made more accessible and be used for anti-oppression and non-hierarchical revolutionary ends. You can support what we do at patreon.com/publicspacetravel and reach out to us at publicspacetravel@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 208-502-1406. Now, on to the show.
This Public Space Travel or PST RPG episode series is unofficial fan content permitted under the fan content policy. Not approved, endorsed by Wizards. Portions of this material used are property of Wizards of the Coast, copyrighted Wizards of the Coast LLC. And special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing all the exceptional audio to help further immerse this RPG experience.
Okay, so in our last meeting, then we were all gonna just about bust in on some L's. And so I think we all have rolled then?
We rolled for the initiative. So we know the order of who's gonna go first. Now, we agreed that you surprised the bandits because a skunky dank smell.
I will create with a cantrip.
Catnip.
Yeah, with a catnip. you put catnip in the air and those like elves. so we took care of that. So basically, I'm gonna just set them to initiative one, which is the lower than everybody else's for this round. Just we get into this. And right now, it's the highest initiative as Brim is initiative 18. Dutari is initiative 15, who's also tied with Sudema, which is also initiative 15. Then it goes to Reticent, who's initiative 10, followed finally by Aria.
Like Game of Thrones.
Reticent said he was going to enter behind the person who went first because he had a spell that would help, but he doesn't really need to do that if we're surprising the elves, and it's so we're pretty sure that like we're gonna win, right? Is that what you're saying? Because their initiative is really low. Is that what happens?
This is a great question. So combat's gonna go like by round, and a round completes once everybody's gone. So what's gonna happen is in that numerical order, we'll have each of you go, and then the elves are gonna react. So like you did catch them off guard, but they still get to be like, whoa, hold up, shing, and like, you know, fight back. And basically, it's gonna go in that same order every time, just like you guys, then the elves, and then it'll continue until one side wins.
Okay.
So, and if we kind of, we didn't really get into it last time because we didn't want to get bogged down with details, but combat is, you can move, and you can split up your move between other actions, but you get a move, you get an action, and if you have it, you can take a bonus action. Sometimes a bonus action is, an example of this is, if you have the training and you have like a light weapon in your other hand and you have a normal weapon in your other hand, with your bonus action, you could attack with your like offhand, right? So that's like an example. It's contextual situation.
So if I, I have catnips, not what they're called, that are like battle things, I can use those if I want or need to. Like that's the move.
So this is a great question. Yeah, so on your character sheet, and this will be for everybody, if you go into your spell portion, there's this thing that says time, and it'll say 1A. That's one action. So, for example, Aria can, like, move or not move, and then cast, for example, Poison Spray, and that would be your action for that during that round, right? Then it resolves, and then we'll go to the next person.
What is my other option for my actions?
You could hit somebody. You could like, you know, hit somebody. I think a good way to imagine this is anything you can do within 6 seconds.
So I could stab somebody with a dagger? I mean, that seems a little extreme. Mm-hmm. I don't, these could be perfectly nice elves. I don't know.
You could go for the heal.
Maybe they just give up. Okay.
That's a good way. So attacking is a common one. Casting a spell is a common one. Maybe you want to pick something up and throw it at somebody. You can grapple if you want to. Just imagine, what can you do in 6 seconds? What would you do if you
were attacked? Like duck behind something.
Wait a second.
Wait a second. We're attacking them. They're just minding their own business.
They're like right. literally just standing.
They're in the wrong.
And we're running in and attacking.
No, they are in the wrong. They're like tossing the place that we just went to go look.
What
they're
is
like,
the? What
they're
is,
standing there menacingly.
We're going the there to do the reason? Exact thing they are.
What is the material reasons that causes them to rob the store?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So can one of our actions, can Baron's first action be like to ask why they're there? Like, is that?
Should, like, with them.
You could.
During a turn, you get a free action, which is talking.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Like, so if, you can draw a weapon too, right?
You can either like sheath or unsheath like a weapon that is active on your character. So like, say you had a sword at your side, you could pull that out. But it's different for like if you need to go searching through your backpack for a different weapon that costs mm-hmm. you time. But you can like say short things to your teammates. It's like for free.
Yep. Well, can you say short things to the elves?
Yeah,
you could.
Like yep. I could kick open the door and say,
"Yeah,
fuck you," and start hitting him.
What if they're on our side? Like, what if we could team up with them?
I feel like you could. I feel like in 6 seconds you could
fuck
scream,
you?
"Why?
Why?"
Yeah,
as you're stabbing.
Why? Yeah, can we that's do the this? Only problem is that when you do talk in combat, they don't get to talk back until their turn.
Yeah. So like initiative, like that order that we're going through. Imagine that, like, even though Reticent is like behind Barim, it's like you're like in that moment because of conditions and just, you know, at each individual person, that's like your reaction speed basically during all of this. Yeah. Also, when we're doing the combat, don't worry too much about like, for my move, I'll do this, and then my action, I'll do this. You know, like you can do that if you want, but it's better to be like, I'm gonna like describe what you're gonna do, and we can like work with that. So like, yeah, if that makes sense.
Like for example, like I move behind the table and I try to throw a knife at them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's totally cool. We could do that. I think that's a way better way to do Theater of Mind combat for sure. Real quick, just because I don't think I have it written down. What is the order? Like, you're all charging through this room, right? Or through the door into this Perlix Antique Roadshow shop.
I think we were a single file.
Do you remember the order?
Going through the door. I think it was in order of the initiative.
It was
Barim, and then I was behind him because I was getting ready. But I don't know who was behind me.
I think it was me.
And Art was
Atari, then Sadima, then me.
Were you in the room first, Arya?
Arya. Yeah, because I snuck in to see what was happening.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Which is they're literally just looking through stuff.
It's the way they're looking through this stuff.
I don't like it.
Oh my goodness.
And are elves like bad in this? I mean, like, I guess everybody has their own like prejudices for doing things. Like their own. They have agency.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Could these elves be the owner of the store?
They might be. Maybe it's the elves' grandkids looking through things.
Okay, wait, here's a question. Since we're technically in the building now, right? Like, we've kind of just barreled through. Everyone has a good eye on what's happening inside. Are we able to see if the place is ransacked at all? Like, tables turned and...
Oh, it's
ransacked. That's what I think we decided to go in, because these elves have, like... Laz made it seem like, granted, that's rhetoric, but he made it seem like these folks were just like tossing the whole store,
which is what we came there to do.
Essentially what we came there to do.
Hey, you beat us to it.
Hey,
we're gonna beat your
ass. This guy stole what I stole.
Why? Why?
We're solving a crime. Yeah. They're looking for something to make a deadly weapon.
We have evidence,
potentially. Remember, Barim doesn't get to touch anything, right? Like, do I need to return to that? Love
no,
you,
it's
boo.
In my backpack.
No, no, no.
Oh, so I think it's just a knife, isn't it?
It's
no,
in my
Barim
backpack.
Can touch anything he wants.
No, that you can't touch the things that come from the Ice Palace or wherever that place
we're
was.
We're protecting.
I can't remember.
It's what if I think it's specifically that knife that's... are there magic gloves? Oh, wait. Because the knife is with Sadema, right?
Yeah, it's in my backpack, and he can't have it.
And I don't think he knows you have it either.
Did we tell him? I can't remember if we told him.
I don't think we did.
I think
at this point it'd be hard for him not to know. Because we were probably talking about it.
Well, we've been having this conversation. So should we tell him about the dagger in my backpack?
Like your ears.
Maybe. Oh, I have an idea.
One moment. Let me grab my noise-canceling headphones. Put these on. Okay. So anyway, sorry.
Maybe at some point we had this conversation and before we got to this cabin or this store. And maybe like we decided to tell him in the interest of trust, but to make it very known that it's not safe
for him to hold.
At least we don't know yet.
It's a known unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
But everyone who's gotten sick so far has been a
dwarf.
Dwarf, yeah.
We're not... And maybe we also mention that it's not, we're not playing keep away. We're just trying to keep you safe.
Yeah.
I keep calling him Boo and booping him on his nose. So I feel like he should know that. It's okay, Boo. Boo. That's only for Barum. No one else is getting a nose boop.
Is it because he's short?
Maybe reticent later, because I'm really worried about how worried he is. I know, that might be. He probably thinks it's...
A little condescending, but...
A little condescending.
I'll say. I grew up there.
I don't think reticent would let you boop his nose.
You know what? You don't know yet. You don't know.
He would just be like,
people get sick around me. You need to keep your distance.
The crows for your sake.
People get sick around me.
Oh yeah, wait. Are the birds crows or are they pigeons? Or are they a mixture of birds?
Those are the two options.
Or is it a sort of flavor of birds?
I think it's. I'm tempted to say they're crows, but I like the idea of
parakeets.
More variants. Parakeets, maybe, yeah.
Parakeets. The white ones with the yellow. It would be like a real. It would be like a nice juxtaposition.
Yeah,
be like this really scary sort of like dragon folk. Like
very colorful birds. Very colorful.
Aww, cute. See, boop.
I'm just imagining this whole conversation between everybody's going on as the elves are like.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
What?
For the sake of a surprise round. When you said the elves would be at like one initiative, generally surprise rounds are only for the surprisers, so like they wouldn't even get a turn this round, but they roll their own initiative to start next turn. So like they could go before us next turn. Gotcha. Still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
We just get a free round to beat on them because they don't know what's going on.
Oh,
sweet.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's interesting. All right, so, well, with that being said...
I thought ignorance was bliss, though.
We're going to send them to bliss.
To their eternal slumber.
You crash into the room of Perlick's antique roadshow shop, Yule shop, and the combat begins with... Barim, taking point.
All right. Well, how close is the closest elf?
I'd say about 5-10 feet, because you've like into the room. Mm-hmm.
Are they all like? Give me a description of how close to each other they are.
There's two pretty close to you, then they're close together. The other three a little bit further off. Arya is close to one of them. One is just sitting down. On the heap of broken antiques. They're old.
Okay.
The antiques, not the elf.
So two of them are close together, and then the other three, are they also close together, just farther away?
Yes.
And how far are the far away ones?
I'd say that one, maybe about 15 or so feet.
Okay. I would like to try and maneuver past the first two and to the back three.
Okay.
And get as close as physically possible to all three of them.
Okay. I think you could do that.
I can get them directly around me then?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I will cast Word of Radiance. And everybody with are all enemies within a range of 5 feet around me get burned. They must make a Constitution saving throw.
Ooh, okay. Against your spell.
Yeah, they have to beat 12.
Okay. Two of them are unfazed by your fire, but one just got its booty scorched.
Okay, oh, no. 1d6. So he takes 2 damage. Not as good as I thought that was going to be.
That's okay. All right, next up is... I guess it's a tie. When it's a tie, I guess you could decide, I suppose. Or I guess it's same
it's
time, right?
It's based on whose dexterity stat is higher.
Ah, so Tatari or Sudema, what is your dexterity stat?
Ooh, let me find.
Mine is...
If that's tied, does it like go down to the next one?
I think it's...
I have 0.
Oh, is it the plus bonus, right?
It's the actual stat number.
Oh, okay. So it should be like
the thing below.
Team.
Oh, 11.
Then they would.
Okay. What was yours, Datari?
Mine was 10. Oh, wait, plus 2?
So Sudama.
Oh, this is saving throw. Sorry, just 10.
Plus 2?
No, yeah. So Sudama, you're going to go first because yours is 11.
So he's burning those 3 in the back. I'm not sure how I feel about this sudden attack, but I think I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah.
So I'll go with one of the ones in the front, so I can just do one of those actions that are listed. Okay, I'll just like headbutt them.
Try imagine something you want to
do. Because I've never headbutted anyone, and it sounds kind of powerful. Because like it doesn't seem like you get hurt; you just like go for it.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and do you have your unarmed strike? I guess that what we could do for that. So if you go to your actions,
that is
all,
what it is.
You go ahead and just click on that. The hit, it should have like a plus number.
Hit.
For your unarmed strike.
To hit, plus 2.
Yeah, go ahead and
plus
click
2.
On. So go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and click on that. Tell me that number.
I don't see an option to like click it. Like I see where it says to hit plus 2.
Is there a little box around the plus 2?
No.
You have to turn on the dice thing.
I'll share my screen real quick. Like this right here.
Let me go look. Oh, I don't think I hit click that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go back to that. Okay. Dice and unarmed strike. And then I roll the dice. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll. 4.
You come in for the headbutt, you just kind of do a really epic, like, metal, like...
like without contact?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not... Yeah, sorry. It's just
that
not even that close.
Realistic.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ouch.
Datari, you're up next.
It's going real well.
Okay. Okay, what enemy is closest to me? Is it the one Sudama tried to headbutt?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, because you're all kind of shuffling into the room there.
Who's, like, just really confused and disgusted at the moment. Like, what did you just try to do?
Let's see. Can I do... How many can I only do one cantrip per action or per turn?
Per action.
Right, okay. Then I'm going to try this. I'm going to use, I don't know how you pronounce this. Thaumaturgy? Thaumaturgy, which will allow me to manifest a minor wonder, a sign of supernatural power within range. So what I'm going to try and do here is create an instantaneous rumble of thunder behind where the enemies are. So coming opposite of us to hopefully get their attention further confused and in disarray.
Okay. Okay.
Let's see. If I cast... Wait. I'm not sure what else.
Talking to them yet? Just asking.
I thought about it.
Nope.
Nope.
Why? It's beat down time. And then do that.
Because first we have to let them know that they have the choice but to submit to us, I guess.
Oh, because we're very threatening. Popping our heads at them and not really singeing them.
I think it's because Baron was first and he has to touch everything.
It's true.
I think we're all just, you know, a little bit hungry for action.
For violence.
They're just like standing there watching, like they're not even intimidated.
I woke up and chose violence today.
You have to in this
world. So you cast the thaumaturgy. Thaumaturgy. A thaumaturgy. No,
with linguine.
You throw pasta in his face.
A thaumaturgy. Pasta just... Pff, he's like, oh, God. I'm...
Pasta la vista.
It's not gluten-free. And he's further distracted.
Pasta la
vista? We'll go ahead and make it so he's further distracted in the next turn. That one individual bandit, I guess.
Okay.
It's like, what's that?
And then I'm also, I guess, can I also just try to make a move towards the nearest source of cover?
Yeah, there's like a, you know, like in a store when you met, there's like that bar kind of thing that you'd sell countertop. There's that. There's garbage everywhere. Antiques, they're old.
Okay. Can I?
The antiques.
Make a move to get behind the bar, the counter.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do like a little, you know, hop over and look like a coward. That's
no, wait, he's kidding. Doing something. He did something first before he did that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you can totally hop over. Yeah, so now you're behind the... I want to imagine that you kind of like hopped over the countertop and those two that... the ones that Sudema like tried to headbutt, they're the closest to you.
Okay,
Which means they're the closest to reticent.
I would describe it as coming in with everybody, doing the thaumaturgy to bring the thunder, and then making a dash for the counter to jump over, like one word over, like a hood of a car to get behind it. And as I'm doing I'm pulling my guitar lute, I'm pulling it around in front of me to have in hand for the next round.
That's an action, a move, and a free thing. Okay.
What could
that
go
works.
Wrong?
Okay. What could go wrong? It's a good start to a song, too. All right. Next up is... Wait, Redison, did you go?
Because I was 10 initially.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, you're next. Yeah, you're next.
Okay, so I just follow... This is... Stick to the plan.
There is no plan.
Play the objectives.
Yeah, just follow Brim. maintaining contact.
Okay.
And then I cast resistance on him, which is a cantrip. Range touch, which is why I was touching him the entire time.
Okay.
It's all...
Oh, and I remember... Oh, sorry. I remember I gave Bardic Inspiration. I know I gave one to Arya. Sure. I think I gave one to you, Redison. And I can't remember who got the third. Okay. I gave it to you, Redison, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't
or
know
was
if I'll...
it Sudama?
I
can't remember.
Not me.
I don't think I'll be using it. But...
Oh,
no, I gave it to you because I knew you were going to be up front with Barum. That's why.
Okay. Okay. What does it do? Maybe it is useful.
You add a d6 is it to a d20 roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be rolling anything here. Because I'm just doing the one action is the cantrip.
It's just in case. It's just some inspiration. Yeah.
No,
for
I mean
you.
It's greatly appreciated. Yeah, so I'll do that. And what it does is once before the spell ends, which is a minute, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one saving throw of its choice. So it's for
nice.
Protection. And it says it's verbal, somatic, and a medium. And so I have the holy symbol, which I think is like an amulet. That's like the symbol of Telona, which I think is like 3 teardrops or something somehow. So I'm probably like gripping that in one hand. I'm like rubbing his back with the other. And then I say, "What? I don't.
Yeah. What do you say?
Are you pushing him? Are you patting his head? And then you boop him.
He like tussles my hair a little bit. He's like,
yeah, tussle it there. I'm like, go get him, tiger.
Okay. All right. And then Aria.
How big is the room?
I want to say like 30 feet wide. There's a door on the other side. Like there's one you came in. There's another door that's closed. But you're over closer to the 3 because you kind of went into the room. And,
so I'm like within, you know, 5 feet bit. Of those 3 other elves who are not hurt anymore.
I'd say within 10 or so of the 3 that Burim hit. You probably have to walk further to the other 2 that Sudema tried to headbutt. But you could totally reach any of them. I don't think there's anything really in your
way. So I could step towards them and then I'd be 5 feet from them is what I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. I have a thunderclap I can use. So can I do that?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And how do I do that? I would also like to be screaming why while I walk towards them.
I think they
cast my spell. Wait.
So who do you want to... So it says here you create a burst of thunderous sound that could be heard up to 100 feet away. The range here is about 5 feet.
Yeah.
It says each creature within the range other than you has to succeed a constitution saving throw or take a d6 thunder damage. Are you going to be projecting it towards the 3? And I want to say Burim and Redison are there too.
They're safe.
Because they're in the thick
safe,
of it.
They're safe, right? Well...
Can you set it up?
Yeah. Wait, what? Oh, no. Why is Burim shaking his head?
That spell does do team damage.
Oh.
And so I can't just direct it at the 3 of them? It has to be at everybody?
I want to say with the 3, I think you might risk hitting those 2. You might be able to direct it in a way that could hit the 2, the pair over by Sudema, okay?
But it won't hit Sudema?
I think there's less of a chance.
It's not
okay, there's a chance.
It's not something you aim. It just hits everything within 15 feet of you. Like, it's just like an explosion.
Oh,
kind of all around.
Yeah.
Where does it say that, Burim?
Wow.
Show me where it says in the manual
it's actually
that I can't direct it. Burim.
It's an AoE damage.
Yeah, it says a wave of thunderous force sweeps out from you. Each creature within a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a constitution saving throw.
You could say fuck it and just do
you
it.
Just blow up on us.
I'm a healer. I can heal.
Yeah.
I'm behind the counter, so I might be safe.
I don't really care. Yeah. I'm
behind the counter.
He's behind the cover.
I'll recover.
I feel like 15. If I'm directing the thunder, though, it's directed anything 15 feet from me.
It hits everything within 15 feet.
I think it's like a ring. Like you just like, you know, when you fart and it just goes everywhere.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting.
Yeah. Well, maybe
you
I
know,
can
like,
myself.
You know, like in Dragon Ball Z when they power up and there's that circle that goes all around them from them.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
You know what's super cute? What just happened is the generational difference between you and me. That's what just happened right there. So, I was thinking of it more as like a Wonder Woman truth whip, which everyone should know now because the new film just came out. But that was more my style, was more like the lasso.
Mm-hmm. I just know nothing. Mine's not a generational thing. It's just like a lack of knowledge.
Defiantly anti-generational.
Or just like...
Dragon Ball Z was 100% at least 10 years after I was watching cartoons, is all I'm trying to say. So I feel like with cartoons, there can be a little bit of a generational break there. I want to do my thunderclap closer to the two. I'm sure Sadim is not in the way. Right, sweet girl? Right, sweet them? I don't know if we're gendering.
Sudama is not, like, being very helpful, so...
No, that's okay. I'm protecting you. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
Well, thank you.
When you do the thunderclap, is it like you're actually clapping or?
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? I'm going to say yes to that.
And you know what I don't have to use? Time dot is.
It's true.
Just kidding.
Okay, so she's going to send it my way, but like maybe it'll hit me, maybe not, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe it'll
there's a rule book that I don't have access
doesn't
to.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Barim.
I was actually looking at the upgraded version of the spell. The one you're doing is 5 feet, not 15, for clarification.
Oh.
So you'll hit less of your teammates.
Yeah.
But you'll still hit some.
I think you could probably get into the corner, but like really, you're standing like in the corner like this, you know?
Who is?
And just being like...
Aria.
And then I'm hopefully like the edges of the thunderclap will hit the two.
On the opposite side of us a bit? She was sneaking around.
Yeah, so she's really need a diagram.
Yes. Yeah, she's far away from Yudatari.
If they're like kind of far away from me, I'm like launching myself into the air, doing this really cool
like
somersault on the ground,
tumble?
Jumping up and then clapping right in their face. They never even saw it coming.
Fuck yeah! Okay, let's do it.
That was 6 seconds, and. Remember, it was a jump, like a jump, and then like a somersault on the ground, and then like straight up, like right between the two that are kind of far away from me.
Okay.
5 feet.
Let me roll some dice. You want to do the 3 or the 2?
I don't understand the question.
Do you want to hit the 3 bandits or the 2 bandits, right?
I'm a little worried about Sadima, actually, so I want to do the 2 bandits that are closer to her.
Okay.
Do I roll?
Yeah, it's thunderous, and your clap just fucking blasts skin chunks off some of these elves.
Oh, ew. That's way worse than I thought.
It's pretty brutal. Some of it actually, one flew on Redison.
Holy shit, I thought this was like loud thunder, and you were like,
Oh, yeah, but it's concussive.
I changed my mind about like being fine with this.
I just thought maybe
don't
it was
worry it was over
informed,
by the 3
but she protected
I thought maybe it just like did like it disarmed them and they like fell to the ground because their heads hurt.
No, they're bleeding from their ears now.
That's
thanks
okay
to you. I'm totally I'm laughing because I'm picturing Aria actually coming in and doing this and looking so badass, and then as soon as she sees the consequences she's like oh no.
100%, 100%.
Dude, Dama's skin is flying off as she weeps.
It's like a complete 180.
No.
She's okay.
Yeah, you're good. I'm just doing the okay, so I guess the surprise round is done.
That was it.
Next going back to Barim up at the top.
Okay, well,
Redicent, did you clear the skin chunk off?
The
little right there.
Covered in birds
right there?
Were their problem.
Oh, okay.
They got it.
Cool.
Yeah. But I'm not very happy about it because my birds don't. What'd you do to my birds?
I'm going to cast Searing Smite with my bonus action. And my hammer lights on fire, and I'm going to slam it down on the elf that I already hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yep. Go for it.
While saying, burn in forge fire.
Okay.
I want to hear this whole scene from the elf's perspective.
Yeah. Just looking for some food because we're so hungry. Oh, shit. What is that smell? Oh, my skin.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Well, who? What forge? Ah!
What forge?
That, there you go. That's it. There's your. She's trying to fucking headbutt me.
So, the attack did 10 damage.
Oh, wait. Did you roll to hit?
Oh, yeah. I'm an idiot. I'm so used to just playing high level characters and expecting to hit. 14.
Yeah. You fucking hit them in the left nip.
I'm pretty sure that was a D&D flex. Mm. I'm so used to playing a high level character, yeah. It just works.
That was
like a total D&D flex. I just wanted to point it out.
Yeah. So it did 10 damage. I don't know. Is he still alive?
Oh, you've just whoosh, like his armor.
You can kill people in D&D.
Yeah, you
Holy
just
shit.
you just killed that elf bandit. Like,
wait, actually. What is this?
Nice.
Did he swing it down or side?
I wanted to like, it's a one-handed hammer, so I wanted to like baseball bat him with it and like send him across the room.
I think he went flying. Definitely. It was pretty brutal.
His body is also on fire because that's part of the spell. So.
All
okay. I'll have to keep track of that, cuz now the place might catch on fire. So
all of the birds
All of the birds that were on me have flown out.
They're not into
this. I don't blame them.
Shit just got real.
Someone needs to put out the fire immediately. Someone needs to put out the body fire.
I wonder if I can do that.
Putting out fire isn't really my forte.
I can.
Can I do that?
I don't think I have the spell equipped, but I can manifest water somehow.
Yeah, I can create or destroy water too. Usually destroy it so that I can make more fire.
But... you're destroying water.
Next up is the bandits. They're gonna go. I'm just gonna have the four bandits. Well, one of them has been like distracted by the power of your thunder rock god maneuver, Datari. So one is just like, whoa, it's AC/DC. What's going on here? The other two, though, are going to... One's going to go ahead and strike at Barim because they're like, you killed Frank!
That's fine.
This one's for Frank! And then the other one who tried to headbutt, he's just like, yo, I'm going to headbutt you!
Did he?
They all have the same voice tone. It must be an elf thing. I don't know. But yeah, so here is Frank going at Barim here.
I thought Frank was dead.
I meant Hank. Sorry. his... You'll find out later. So Hank over there, he's going to swing. He's swinging with his scimitar. Here we go. Taking a swing at Brim for a big 11.
That will miss.
Ooh. He just let, oops, and fumbles a little bit. And he's like, uh-oh. And then here is the one that you tried to headbutt. Sadam, it's going at you. You're going to look at your AC, your AC number. And let me know. Swinging with a scimitar at you. He rolled a 12.
What does that mean?
Oh, what is your armor class? It's in the
armor
top
class.
Middle.
Top middle. Armor. Top middle. Armor class?
Yeah.
Oh, light armor, medium armor, shields?
Oh, it'll be...
12.
Underneath.
Yes.
12?
Okay. Where is that? Where is
it's
that?
It's in a little shield shaped.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Shield shape. He did hit you with the scimitar. He's like, whoa, I didn't. Hey. And he swipes at you with the scimitar for a total of.
How did one of those
three damage.
How did one of those three get over to Sadema over there when they were over with Barim and Sadema was over by the two that I sent the thunder at?
I thought this was the one I tried to headbutt.
Yeah, but how did he get back over
to
you?
This is the one I tried to headbutt.
He was
so
now
there's
three there's over
two
there?
And then there's three. There's two and then there's three. And Barim just
and
killed
can,
one over here.
They can move because they get like the same
turn
structure as us. So you can like move and then do an action.
Yeah.
So what's three damage?
So,
what's happened?
So what you're going to do is on in the top right corner of your character sheet, you're going to go ahead and just type in or hit the number up to three and then just click on damage. And that'll be your current hit points. For
oh, my. I already got damaged before, because now I'm at 5.
I don't think you got damaged before.
Maybe something happened when we weren't paying attention.
I know. It was an accident. So.
Well, maybe I should change this. Not 53.
So you should. Yeah, you should be at 5 now. You have to be at max, okay. Right?
So what is that? Okay. What happens if I get to 8? Do I die?
Oh, no. It's counting down. We begin doing, like, these death saving throws where you, like, basically go unconscious. And your friends will have to, like, help stabilize you and get you up. You'll probably be good. And you got plenty of healers okay. in this party.
Also,
so, no
bit,
worries.
I'm a bit of a necromancer, so yep. I can just kind of...
Oh, even if I die?
Bring you back.
Oh. But will I be the same?
Actually, it says it just stabilizes, so it's not...
I don't get to, like, puppet master or anything.
Okay.
Speaking of you, Redison, you're next.
Wait a minute, though.
You're next.
This is my favorite thing that happened today, was Redison being, like, kind of a necromancer.
Kind of a necromancer. You know, no big deal.
No big deal, buddy.
Not a flex or anything.
Not to bury the lead, but I'm a bit of a necromancer.
See, I don't know what else is in store, so I don't know if I should, like, burn a spell
or hard to say
what I want
to
do.
Is anybody hurt? Somebody or Sudama got hurt.
How am I hurt? Do we know?
He had a sword, a scimitar, like a curved sword, and he swiped you. I think he got you probably like right here.
So I just have like a gash.
Yeah, there's some blood.
Okay.
But
it's not in time.
Just, you know, it's just a flesh wound.
Monty Python-esque.
Yeah. Well, maybe not arm chop off, but yeah.
Literally a flesh. Okay.
Oh, that's bonus action too. Okay. So yeah, I guess I'll just hit one of the guys I'm near with a mace.
Okay.
Maybe with a mace.
Because they're it's bad guys. So I've been told they're bad, so here we go.
Yeah, we've that's the story we're telling.
I have to look at. Sorry about taking a hit.
So mace, and then it's. I oh yeah, I just click it. Yeah. I got an 8.
any plus or anything, or just
that was 8? With the plus. It was a 4+4. I got a 4.
Yeah, you hit their leather armor, but they're kind of unfazed by the mace hit.
Okay. And then. So I'm swinging. I think it's because I'm distracted while I do my bonus action and heal Sudeba. Which is at range, and I just say something. Mm-hmm. I'm really bad at, like, just making stuff up. creature choice can see within range, regains 1d4 plus spell casting. So.
Oh, yeah. So go ahead and just roll that d4 plus your spell casting ability mod.
Yeah, I'm just looking at.
Just plus 2.
It's 4, actually. According to the book when I did the stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll just roll. Oh, I guess I can do it over here. 1d4. Wait, that's too many. Oh, it keeps adding more dice. Okay. 3. So, 7. Overheal.
Nice. So, that'll just bring you back up to your max HP. So, that wound just, like, and cleans it up nicely for you. Thanks to Reticent's healing
awesome.
Powers.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay. Datari, you're up next.
Okay.
If you're done, just interrupt me if I skip anybody's turn. Like you wanted to do more.
Okay, so there's two people nearby me, right? There was the one that the Sudama tried to headbutt, and then he slashed at her, and then there was a second one. What's the second one doing? Is it just
He's more just like he's distracted by your thunder, but he's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Understandable.
Yeah.
And then the other
after what you did,
three are a little bit farther from me, right?
Yeah, they're like kind of across the room.
Okay, I'm going to pop back up from the counter, and I'm targeting the guy that took a swipe at Sudema, and I'm going to use vicious mockery.
Ooh.
And I'm going to
yes.
Why did we always do that?
Favorite spell
from the beginning.
This is a bard. Only bards can mock, I guess.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, just to read the spell, it's you unleash a string of insults laced with subtle enchantments at a creature that you can see within range. If the target can hear you, it must succeed in a wisdom saving throw or take psychic damage, and then it has disadvantage in the next turn. So basically, I'm just going to turn up around and just point and be like, you thought those shoes match with that shirt? And that's my insult to him.
What did your mama dress you?
Where did you get those pants from, the pants store?
Well, okay.
Your armor is ugly.
The elf, the bandit's just like, oh my god, I've been viciously mocked. So go ahead and do you want to roll the damage or?
Okay, let me roll this.
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, D4.
I got one. There's just, 1d4. Just one.
Knew that wouldn't hurt.
It's. And they have disadvantage next turn too. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're recovering. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like sticks and stones.
and then I can also like just pop back down.
Yeah, you could do it. You split your move.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is Sudema.
Okay, so I'm healed.
Sorry for disadvantage.
So where are all the elves again? The four remaining ones?
There's kind of like two right in front of you. Like one, the one that you're kind of headbutting and fighting with. There's another one kind of the side that's just like, whoa.
Which one's
shit.
Feelings are really hurt right now?
The one that's just been insulted.
Who's
that?
Yeah,
the one.
Which one is that?
Closest to Sudema.
The one that's right in front of Sudema.
The one who slashed me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His feelings are really hurt, though. So he's really feeling fragile right
he's
now.
He's disadvantaged, right?
That's true. That is true. He is disadvantaged.
Okay. I'm
which
not...
is also which is also an insult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. On their next attack roll. That's good.
Okay. I'm feeling like very low confidence after my failed headbutt. So I'm not sure what to do. But I also kind of want to regain that. So let's see. I can cast a spell. Shove.
You do have your mushroom staff,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes.
And don't forget, you don't have to fulfill the role of the oppressor. It's not necessary. You can go your own. You
I just
go
wanted
your own
to
way.
Talk to them, but now it's all fucked up. I think I'm just gonna shove.
Choices
them.
Are made.
I'm just gonna shove them.
You want to shove them? Okay.
I love this. I love that
John
over here.
I'm just gonna push him.
Barum, and Reticent are like. I'm just trying to take some fuckers out. And then over here, we're like, oh my God, are you okay? And Datari's like, I don't like you very much. And then Sudama's like, yeah, me either. And I just.
And I'm going to like roll a one and like flick them or something. So do I roll?
Okay. Barum, do you think that would be like an unarmed strike? Or is that kind of like pushing away? Or what do you
shove?
Think?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that you can do that as an action. Or
I read it on the list.
Because you could, yeah, you could totally like shove people like off of things. That's something you could.
I just wanted to like shove them.
It's in a I believe it's just an unarmed attack, but instead of dealing damage, you push them 5 feet.
Oh.
Or so no, wait. Actually, no. It says instead of making a tech roll, you make a strength athletics check, contested by their athletics or acrobatics. If they fail, they get pushed 5 feet.
So it just
or you can knock them prone. You
That's
could like
the goal.
Sweep his feet out from under him.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Do that. Do the foot sweep. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
We'll try that.
Okay.
So you'll roll your athletic skill. And then
do you want to do that with your mushroom staff? You're just like and like hit him, you know, like
I don't think my mushroom staff is capable of violence like that. This is my very human side taking over.
Okay, sounds good.
So this is my what do I add? Strength?
Just click on your athletics.
Athletics. I have 0.
Little plus bonus.
Plus 0. I rolled an 11.
Yeah, just go ahead. 11? Yeah. Okay. And then I'll go ahead and roll
for but now I just rolled it. I rolled my real die and I have an 11. But then I rolled this one and I have an 18, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, we'll take that one. Okay. Yeah, you give him like a little How did you do
How did I push him?
How did you do your little foot sweep?
Well, he's the one whose feet were swept. I just... How would I push someone? I'm trying to, like, imagine.
I feel... This is what I'm imagining for you right now. I feel like maybe you, like, let out some, like, guttural sort of, like, human noise. Because you're just, like, really getting upset.
Yeah.
And so you're like... And then you get this look on your face like, I'm just going to do it. And so then you, like, run at him and you just, like... get down on the ground, like foot sweep him out from underneath him. Ooh. Just like real, like Charlie's Angel shit.
Maybe that was it. I just imagine like taking both hands and like pushing and like he flies up backwards.
Okay. I like to imagine there's like a pile of trash or like a plastic straw or like Datari, some, I don't know, where is behind the bandit and like tripped backwards and fell prone.
Datari? Oh, like he, wait.
Something behind him.
Yeah, like you basically assisted in this tripping. Oh. So that bandit's gone prone.
But he didn't land on his head. Like he kind of caught himself.
You know what? It was a painful fall. I have
not
to say.
That bad.
It was. I would say it's pretty brutal, but you know.
I think his head landed on a bag of flour.
Is the goal to incapacitate all of these elves? Is that like
I don't
want to
kill anybody.
You could kill. You could incapacitate.
I don't.
Yeah.
So kill.
My mushroom staff is disappointed.
Okay, so that bandit is prone.
Who am I? Who is this game turning me into already? My goodness.
Next up, back to the top is Baran.
I haven't gone yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't know what my options are, we probably... I'm fine just still standing there being like, I'm really sorry about
you
the skin
shove
stuff.
Too. You could watch me shove and then...
Oh, is that how
you
we
can
do
also
it?
Just try to like...
That worked. What is an opportunity attack?
It's when... a unit moves out of your attack range on their turn, you get to hit them as they like run away from you. Like if they turn their back and you get to like hit them in the back real quick as they run away.
Okay, and then what's an interact with object?
That's like if you wanted to pick up something or throw it.
Okay.
You could do like a WWF.
Oh yeah.
We're not sponsored by them, but like chair.
I got it. Ooh,
Macho Man.
I don't want to use a chair. I want to use this really big vase that I see over in the corner.
Yeah.
I want to pick that up and put it over the head and shoulders of whatever elf is like closest to me. I think it's the one who's still like a little shell-shocked because everything else that's going on. Like the one who's like pretty timid. So I would like to use the vase, put it over the head and shoulders.
You do recognize, because of your passive wisdom, that it is an antique vase from the Aeolian elfish dynasty of the fourth
is it from,
century. So I'm just letting you
is
know
it from
that
the ice
it's
palace?
Probably not important.
Okay,
no.
Then I want to use that vase in the fucking corner.
Okay.
I want to pick it up.
Okay.
I want to put it over the head. This is not a killing blow. I would like for that to be clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy, but I'm very strong.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your. What do you think? What do you think, Burim, for this one?
To pick something up is.
Pick something up and like smash it. I'm assuming you're smashing it over this elf's.
No, I'm putting it. It's big enough to fit over his head and shoulders, so he's gonna be say like this.
Oh.
You know, like he can't move.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, I like that. Very Scooby Doo.
Very Scooby Doo.
I would just do like an their athletics versus the elf's like acrobatics to try and dodge or like maneuver out of it.
Okay. Okay. I think that I think that's pretty good.
I got a 16 so go ahead and... for athletics.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
It was my it was 17 minus one plus minus one.
Okay. They kind of watched it come towards you, but you were able to like stay on them and stunk and put this giant.
That's the noise it made.
Very ancient vase. Yeah. Stunk. Over them. Now they've. They're stuck. They're gonna try and get out next round.
Did
I guess.
Did anyone say vase?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I've heard it both ways.
Maybe that's what the elf said. Like, what is this vase doing on me?
Yeah,
it's a vase.
I saw this thing that said people who pronounce vase like vase make me want to punch them in the thaws.
That's great. All right, next round, Burim. That was a great turn, Aria.
So I still have two elves on me, right?
Yeah, you've killed Frank.
And you said the other one was Hank.
That is correct.
I will hit Hank in the head with my hammer.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh my god, you're gonna hit him in the head with your hammer?
I feel like I'm part of something. I did not see.
I probably am gonna miss though. Nine to hit.
Hank was just like, nah, not gonna happen to me. That's happened to Frank. And dodged it.
Well,
yep.
That's my turn.
This is a very interesting. I wonder what the etymology, like their vocal sort of choices.
I'd have to say it's a regional dialect. Yeah, okay. Places where it was very strained of the throat.
Maybe they're related.
And prepubescent was a thing.
Prepubescent was a thing that was permanent.
Yes.
Now, that's an insult. Now that's what we should have heard from Chitauri earlier.
Yeah.
Hank is going to take a swipe at you, Burim.
Who's you, Burim?
He just did a little at Burim. Yeah. Do a little dodge. You do a little dodge of your head and come up and just try to do a little thrust here. 11.
No.
All right, just bling off your armor, and he's like, oh shit, I'm in some trouble. I mean, oh shit, I'm in some trouble. and then the other bandits, the headbutting bandit who is going to be at a disadvantage is going to try to swing at Sudema just because you're right in front there. I got to roll a disadvantage though. That's really bad. I rolled a 5. What was your armor again?
It is a where's my armor? Oh yeah, 12.
Yeah, he missed big time. He's just not in it.
Because of Datari's insults.
Yeah, totally.
Confidence.
He's really lost. He's really lost all confidence. Yeah, exactly. He's really like, this isn't going.
Maybe my dad was right about me.
damn oh, that's the real burn. You need to put out that fire. That's the fire we need to concentrate. Hey, is anybody put out the fire?
At the end of the round I'm gonna let you update you on the fire condition.
Very good.
The one that's stuck in the vase, let's see if it gets out.
Rocky.
They just fucking, they're like, and bust out of the Voss. And it's just like, I didn't like that. I'm Drake, cousin of Frank and Hank and Tank over here. And I didn't like that. And then that's basically the end of that guy's turn. And then here is the other one that was previously distracted from Datari's stuffs, taking a swing. He rolled an 8 against you, Datari. What's your armor class?
12.
He actually had to turn around and take a swing at Datari. So Sudema, there's a bandit right in front of you that you've been trying to headbutt, and then kind of off this way to your left, that bandit turned around to start trying to beat down on Datari.
Oh no!
So just letting you know. Yeah. So next up, Reticent.
Got the fire.
I can't do that. I can't do the spell.
Oh, did you use up the spell?
Okay. Oh, yeah, you did. I don't have the fire thing real quick on me. I don't have it in my brain.
Mentally exhausted.
That's like how I feel talking lately. I don't have that knowledge on me. It's not in my brain.
The fire hasn't increased elsewhere in the room, but it hasn't like diminished in any way. So there's just still a body that's on fire, basically.
Oh,
that's what we like to see.
Wait, a body? Whose body?
The guy I smacked the shit out of.
Is it Hank's?
Hank's been talking.
Right? Yeah, that's right. No, it was Frank.
I thought Frank died.
Yeah, he is dead.
Yeah,
and
Frank
he's
died.
On fire.
And, yeah, his body
he's
is
on fire.
He went flying, right? Because you hit him, and he went flying. He got on fire, and then he went flying all the way across the room.
Yeah.
Does anybody have in the corner? Does anybody have something that like sucks oxygen out of a room? Is that something that we can do?
I feel like we shouldn't do that while we're still in the room.
Sucking oxygen out of the room would put out the fire, and it might make us not fight very well for a little. We'll hold our breaths. We'll send like a message and be like, "Hold your breath." I don't know.
It'll get you some really trippy visuals.
I know that Laz is going to burn the whole motherfucker down before we get anything out of the building. And so...
No.
So frustrated.
I think at this point, because he wasn't really... Reticent didn't really have his heart in this whole thing to begin with.
It's a bad thing. I'm just
love that.
And just the... Yeah.
What we're doing to these poor elves, he's just not. He's just like, man, I don't know about this. So he's kind of just like, I don't really want any part of this anymore. Like, you guys can do it if you want. So he's just gonna cast Bless, which will help people hit better. So maybe he's not, you know, as sorry about it all. But I get to pick up the 3 people, so I'll go, I guess, Barim.
I put it in the chat.
Barim.
Oh.
Barim.
Barim.
I'll go Barim Datari, because someone's attacking you. And is Sudema still in? Arya's over in the still in the corner. Oh, you had the vase thing going on.
I did.
But the vase is gone now. I'll bless.
You really did Arya break a precious porcelain. Antique.
This is like waiting to be picked for team sports.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Both of us who are always last.
I think he's just trying to figure out who's going to benefit from it.
Fine,
most,
I'll bless myself.
Okay. Oh.
You don't get no blessing.
Fair.
Well, now it's just sexist.
You're right. It's true, yeah.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We can go with
We're women. We can take care of our motherfucking selves.
Until we have to be healed because our shoulders were slashed.
Oh, just you. I'm busy doing somersaults in the air.
Just me.
Listen, let's pull it together. We all have to work together.
I will bless Arya as well because I didn't want myself to be, because I was like, I'm kind of not feeling this. Exactly.
He said 3 feet.
That's the range. 3 feet? Yeah. Okay. That's very
it's 30 feet.
And that's the vocal part. I'm just kind of like, because it's vocal, motion, and thanks, I'm holding my holy symbol, and I'm just waving, and I'm like, you guys deal with it. And so you all will get a... Oh, it can be for a saving throw also. So your choice, if you want to use it for your attack, or if you want to use it if you get hit to save, you get an extra d4 to the attack roll or the saving throw.
Cool. Nice. It's a nice little bonus you could use.
And that's it.
Whoever's next. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Next up is Datari.
Datari is here. Let's see.
How many people are still standing? I've lost track.
I'm still standing. Yes. I put
four?
That
no,
guy.
I mean, how many elves?
No, sorry.
How many elves? Oh. Three elves remain.
Are they all men?
Right? No.
Why
no,
are we assuming
four,
all the elves are men?
That's true.
Are they all men? Frank, Tank, Drake, and
I mean,
yeah. The guy in the corner.
Tank is a female.
I don't know.
Wait, so there was someone that was right like next to me who was trying to swing at me.
Yeah. Yeah, they just turned to you and were like,
oh, they?
Yeah.
The two or all of?
No, just one. Oh.
Okay, I want to try something where so I'm still behind the counter and I have my guitar thing with me, my axe of mourning, and I'm what I want to try to do is get over the counter and try to get behind the guy and then use my guitar to put him in a bind, you know, like hold him, restrain him with the guitar.
Yeah, okay.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so that'd be like a grapple.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay. And then I want to try and be like, if I should I roll to see if I do that first, because I want to say something once I get him in here, but I guess they'll probably have to roll to see if I can be able to do that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and we're gonna roll that grapple. Brerim, can you walk me through that grapple roll?
Yeah,
is it there?
It's the person doing the grappling's athletics versus the person you're getting grappled's athletics or acrobatics, whichever they want.
Okay.
I have low athletic. I have plus one. So let's try this. I got 16.
You hop onto the counter and you pull your guitar musician's instrument over and you're like about to grapple him, but the bandit who basically just like watched you hop on the counter and get ready to do this the whole time shoves you off the counter and onto a pile of more antiques. They're old.
Damn it. Okay. I guess that's it then. I don't know what else I could do after doing that.
You could still say something if you want.
Well, because what I was going to do is I was trying to get him and be like, who sent you here? Or something like that. But I guess that's the question.
You could still ask that, but I would ask you to make it sound as if you're flying across the room while you're saying it.
Okay. Who sent you? And just falling back.
It's more like in slow motion, you know, like who sent you? And then like crash the wall.
And then they're like, who sent you?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out at the beginning of the next round when they respond.
Ooh, yeah.
Sudama, you're up next.
Okay. I'm kind of losing track of where everyone is.
You still got one person in front of you. One of the bandits just threw Datari to the side, and then there's two over by Burim and Reticent and Aria.
Is anything broken?
There's some broken antiques. They're old.
There's broken
couple
broken
dusty
vase
ones.
Parts.
I kind of want to
everywhere. There is broken vase parts.
I'm just like, yeah. How dare you? The culture.
Yeah. I guess like there's nothing that needs fixing. I just kind of want to fix something.
Fix the fire in the corner.
Can I do that? Mending?
Yeah. Mend the fire.
Mend a single tear.
If you move at all away from this bandit, they're gonna get a opportunity strike at you because you'll turn.
So I should
you two are kind of like
attack them back. Like,
You could risk it.
You could try to just get his wrists.
I'll attack.
Yeah.
Or I could.
You could try to grapple.
What else could I do? Grapple, disengage, use.
Can you, if you have like a really high persuasion, could you ask a question and roll persuasion to see whether or not they'll answer you in the middle of a fight?
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Or
yes.
Like, could you scream stop and then roll persuasion and then see if it like just puts an end to the fighting?
Yeah, you could try to intimidate. You could try to persuade. I don't see why
you couldn't. Have high persuasion. I have high perception. And animal.
I want to know why you're here, and then roll for perception. And then maybe you can glean that information from them. I don't know if it's going to be helpful to you.
Let's see what the mushroom staff could do, because it doesn't really want to like have uncondoned violence, but it has its own agency.
It's true.
Mentally command the snake. I think it's time.
Would it ever act in self-defense?
Maybe. I think it would. Or yeah, that's what I could do. Okay. I think I'm gonna use my mushroom staff.
Okay.
So, I don't quite know how.
Okay. Did you want to? How did you want to do this?
Well, so I'm learning of how this works because this is a little different than our original RPG. So with this one, I will throw the staff on the ground, and it's going to become a snake with its own agency. I'm not incapacitated. I decide what action the snake takes. Oh, so we decide together.
Okay.
So the snake, I think it's just going to intimidate. Like it's going to make that elf flee. The hope.
Okay.
It'll just like hiss.
Okay.
And so one of the elves will leave.
Yeah, the one that's been trying to hurt me.
Dragging the body that's on fire with it.
Yeah, with the fire.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your intimidation. We'll say that there's like a psychic connection between you and your mushroom staff.
Perfect.
What's the intimidation? Plus one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the bandit was like, that was a good trick. How did you do that?
And nothing happened.
I'm sorry.
Okay, worth a shot.
Yeah, sorry.
Good try.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. Next up is Arya. Yeah.
I think next up is I think Datari's next, right? After Sidima is Datari.
Yes.
Oh,
is it? My bad. Sorry.
I actually lost track of where I'm at in the queue.
And Reticent gave up.
No, I think
Reticent and Sidima. Because Datari did his.
Yeah, he got thrown across the room.
Yep.
So it's
Where am I now? Who am I with?
I would say you're between the two groups. I think you could go. You're kind of between the two groups because you are like shook on that one. Was it tank that I said? That you put in the vase?
I think it's tank.
Yeah, I think it's tank. She was like, she's right in front of you. She's pissed. You just tried to Vaz her.
Wait, is she in front of me or un-vaz. Am I between the two groups? Because she went to go to attack somebody else.
Oh, yeah. You could go either way right now.
So is running out of the building with a body on fire an option for me at this point? Can I, if it's 6 seconds, I'm going to do like a cool, not a somersault, but a cartwheel. I really want to get rid of the fire. I know you're going to
maybe you could grab the body and throw it out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think you could definitely like pick it up. You might risk taking some damage though.
Okay.
Because it's on fire.
Got it.
Can you go ahead and roll your sleight of hand? Because you're very sneakily throwing a body out the window that's over there.
I can't see with that. Oh, wait. Dismiss. I got a B. Oh, 20.
Ooh. Oh.
You rolled.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. You're just like... You just like run over, somersault over to this body on fire, and you're just like, "Don't worry." And you just like huck it over like a firefighter on the May month, not April month, and you're just like, like out of a window.
Okay.
You're like,
"All right, cool,
got this." Yeah.
I like
so
it.
Now there's outside in the snow, there's a fire body.
Well, you know, it's
and
least
some
it's
villagers
in the snow.
Like, "What the hell is going on?" And
it's nighttime. They're okay. All asleep. No one's really paying attention.
Okay. I guess next up is Brim.
Wait, can I still take my
yeah.
turn?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I did it the right order. Go ahead.
I
go
actually
ahead.
Have a something I
sorry.
Want to. Might be a little unconventional.
But
I love
want
it.
To.
Potentially be taken over by Talona,
which is the
that's
the
his deity,
deity
that
yeah.
he worships.
Because I'm like, I don't really want to do any of this, but I'm supposed to serve her. So, I was thinking that I would take a spell or not spell, like a constitution save.
If I fail it, then she. Controls me and then I attack because otherwise I'm just gonna be like probably buffing something but I'm thinking because
okay
that would be happening to me maybe I would be if I pass I don't do anything but I would like yeah I wouldn't do anything because I'm too like oh my head what's going on
kind of like a Jesus take the wheel moment.
Yeah, this is Talona take the wheel. Yeah, I'm gonna say
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. My
go ahead and roll your
yeah. My spell save DC is 12.
Okay. Yeah.
And
go
I
ahead
plus
and
one constitution.
Go ahead and roll that.
Just because I thought like constitution would make sense, and it's kind of a custom thing. So I don't know.
Okay.
I rolled a 13, so 14. I already forgot what my spell thing was. 12?
12.
Okay. So I save it. So I'm just like, no one else knows what's going on, but I'm just like suddenly
yep.
entranced in a way, but like not entranced, or like because I saved it, like I don't do anything, but I'm just kind of like freaking out a little bit.
Does your like body like shake yeah. and you like your head does like a twitch or something?
Yeah, like a little bit of convulsion, but I'm like like everyone's like, I mean, if anybody notices because the fight going on,
like yeah. just like a small like tweaking, just like
Port it. There's a lot of like cultures that still like consensual possession is not unconventional for some.
I feel like maybe it should be a bigger deal and it sort of catches everybody's attention. Are you glowing?
It brings
I
us together.
So.
Glowing.
Everybody
I think
make
like
a
very. I think the room definitely fills with a semi-foul odor.
Oh,
and
it's not pleasant.
When you kind of like like in the midst of the battle, everybody kind of like briefly is like, does a double take over at Reticent, and Reticent's just like,
Reticent shit his pants.
Even Barim, who's just like, what? Because he had his hand like helping him, like, I got you, you're on point, and then he's just like,
is he like foaming at the mouth?
And then I guess I'm just like, what foul odor is this?
You say that as you're like thrown across the room,
like bashing somebody's skull in, like Reticent shit his pants.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. Yeah. So something's going on with Reticent. Barim, you're up next.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna try and hit the guy again. I forgot who that was. Hank.
That's correct.
Okay. Ooh, that one's good. 18 to hit.
You definitely are slamming into the bandit. Hank the bandit.
It's 5 damage.
That bandit also just crumbles.
Nice.
Over. Not on fire.
Okay, good. Well,
not on fire, obviously. Well, would it still be on fire?
No. It was just for one hit that my hammer was on fire.
This one just kind of crumples over and you hear like a... That's it.
This guy shoot his pants.
That's too. It.
But, is he dead?
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, the next up are the bandits. The one that got vased is going to move in and... that y'all notice that bandit's like, everybody's kind of like, whoa, what's going on with Reticent? But that one bandit's like, whoa, and kind of for some reason drawn to Reticent, is going to go over and take a swing at Reticent. And unfortunately is still also in shock by everything that's going on and takes a swing but misses Reticent here. The bandit, I believe it was Drake the bandit, cousin of Frank and Hank, now deceased, that threw Dottari across the room, is going to try to go in for an impaling, piercing strike. What was your AC, Dottari?
Oh, 12.
Does get a little bit of an impale on you. For 4 damage. And finally, Sudama, that one is going to try to headbutt you
again?
Back. Because, yeah.
Your first move apparently determines like every defensive action against you.
Yep.
I regret this.
The flap of a butterfly's wings.
Damn. What was your armor class?
12.
It does headbutt you.
Oh no! What is your hit? What is your health at?
Dava's like headbutt.
Oh,
just 2 damage.
Just 2, because I got healed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dottari, the bandit that threw you across the room. Remember how you were like, "What did you say to it? What did you yell at?"
Who sent you?
Yeah. He goes. Drake goes. Who sent you?
I asked first.
that's more than 6 seconds. Okay. So we'll see next turn. Okay. Reticent, you're at the top of this list.
Okay. I think.
I think you need to see if you recover. If not, get possessed.
Like,
or
it continues.
What do you want to?
Yeah, I guess so. I was.
I think Talona is. She gets what she wants.
Okay. Well, does he have to roll for that? Like, how do you determine whether or not she takes?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
The gods of the dice determine.
Yeah.
Because what I was thinking
was she would
casting
be casting dominate
person.
Because
that's like
the
only
gotcha.
Thing
only
that
thing
I found
quickly
that was like
taking control of someone.
But maybe, but maybe I take something, take something else. Like, maybe it's a recovery instead.
Maybe that, like, maybe that passed.
So wait, Reticent just gets to choose whether or not he's possessed? So he took a turn to tell us about whether or not might happen, and then he's just going to choose.
The powers of his deity tried to possess him, but I think he successfully resisted.
It was definitely more like me, like having idea of what, like how I built the character out in my mind of like, this would be interesting because like it kind of reflects my own thing of like, well, we came into this fight and we don't really know who these people are. So why are we fighting? So it's kind of like the character itself, himself, would be like, I don't really into this, but there is that sort of aspect. So I thought it'd be interesting. And it did cause something to happen to where everyone's like, whoa, what's going on there? So I think it could definitely pass, and then I could just take a normal action at this point, and everyone's still just kind of like,
yeah, I think so too.
That was weird.
I think people have questions for you after this fight. There's still some toothpaste or whatever,
I think
foam.
He,
it's Colgate.
I think he comes to and he's like, kind of notices. He's like, "Whoa, did people? What just happened?" Like, kind of lost like sense of place.
Like when you get too high and you feel like everyone could tell that you're high.
And so I think he's like, "Oh, I better do something." And so he just swings again towards whoever's closest.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I think that's probably Tank at this point. So go ahead and roll.
Okay, and it'll be plus. Is that the hit? Yeah, plus four.
And I think you could add your. Oh yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
13 up to 17 then.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely hitting this bandit.
I better
Tank.
I better make this
Tank the bandit.
Yeah. Okay. That's just damage then? Okay. So
yeah.
1d6 plus 2. So 6 total.
That one's going to crumple over as well. Yeah, you just... Yep. Crumpled over. So Tank is now... has now left. Has passed.
So there's one left?
There's two left. Drake and... one that hasn't announced anything.
I think as soon as
is it that the one that said we sent you? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think as soon as Tank drops to the floor, Reticence looks like, kind of guilt.
Like came back to.
Oh God, what did I just?
Ooh.
So Reticence now crying in the corner. So we have him.
Right,
exactly. It's okay.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm like, I see this expression that on Reticence's face, and I make like an internal note of like, that looks like that's gonna scar.
Datari, you're up next.
Oh. Yeah. All right. So there's two. Okay. So there's two people left. One is I think facing me, right? Because we were talking
one,
back at each other. And the other one. Just headbutted.
Is
Sadema.
Sadema.
Okay. I'm gonna do something kind of silly. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to pull out my guitar, and I'm going to. Just try to perform a song in the moment and just like just try to like, hey everybody, stop fighting, you guy over there, sorry your friends are dead. And like but maybe we could stop now please. Like whatever the song is. And yes, yeah, so I'm just trying to distract all the stuff and trying to just see if I can get everyone to stop, I guess.
Okay. Go ahead and do, I guess, a persuasion or intimidation. I guess you'd go either way for this if you want.
Well, would it be performance roll? Or...
Oh. Yeah, that's right. No, sorry, your performance roll.
Bum, 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 bum.
And what
22.
Was accomplished? Oh, damn.
Oh! through the power of your musicianship, Drake and the unnamed bandit, as of yet, are
enthralled.
Are entranced, enthralled. Thank you.
Tears,
for
tears
your,
rolling
from your
down
performance.
Their face. They're in the yeah. Because I acknowledge their dead family members. They were able to sort of process some of that grief in that instant moment of.
Oh my god! I mean, oh my god! Frank and Hank and Tank.
They're able to they go through. They're able to go through the five stages of grief
really quickly.
Within six seconds. Yeah. yeah. I'm gonna say that that's enough to. Go ahead and they're just like, why are we fighting?
At this point, they're sitting crisscross applesauce in front of Jatari, waiting for him to finish, and they will do anything he asks, or we generally are collective.
Yeah. It's charming.
It's super charming.
this is Drake talking. You just killed Frank, Hank, and Tank, three of my family members, and... Why are you here? Why did you attack us? That guy maced somebody, and this other guy put Frank on fire, and you headbutt me.
Wait, is he talking to me?
I mean, you headbutted Bill.
Oh, he's talking to Sadema?
Kind of everybody here.
Because I didn't actually headbutt successfully.
Oh, that's... Oh.
I just did, like, the...
My bad. Bill's like, yeah. Pay attention, bro. Tick.
Weird, she just came in and like bowed.
Came in to seek retribution till I knocked him prone.
So at this point, are we able to have a conversation with these two elves and figure out why they're there? And also
they are pretty pissed.
Understandably.
Again, you did kill Frank, Tank, and
can we also look around? Can Jatari and Sadema question them while everybody else looks around the space? Like, how does that work?
I'm happy to question, to talk with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna say something like, I think we can all agree that through the bonding of my righteous music that we all share a bond now, and therefore any hatred you have towards one another, you know, has to be tempered with the knowledge that we're all bonded now because of my song. Remember, guys, that song? So,
and now Redison has come over and is also sitting crisscross applesauce in front of you as you complete your song. It's okay, the healing power of song. Okay, Redison.
And I'm just like, we have questions for you. And granted, not the best start. Perhaps we could have ask these questions beforehand, but you know what? Sometimes you get caught up in the moment, and I know you can recognize that, Bill. So why don't we just all take stock of where all the actions we took today and just have a conversation?
Look, I'm Bill talking. I think it's wise that we don't continue this fight, mostly for our sake, because again, that window right there that's broken, Frank got thrown out of that. Okay?
I carried him gently, lovingly,
and
caringly.
Hank and Tank, they're dead on the ground. You see these two? This is our family. So the reason we're stopping is, one, because you're great epic music, but two, I don't want to die. And I'm speaking for Drake here, too. He doesn't want to die either. We're both, you know, yeah. So why are you here? I just want to go home. I have to tell Frank, Hank, and Tank's family, which is my own family. As
I'd like to say that when he pointed to the ones that were dead on the ground, I'm like rifling through their pockets.
Oh, man.
Drake is definitely like giving you the side eye, but you know, it's circumstances. You can't do much, you know,
it's
on that part.
Too enthralled.
Why are you here? Why are you here? Bill says.
I look over at like Sadema, and I'm just like, you please go ahead and explain.
We'll start at the beginning. were you at the funeral of Ergen Birdfucker? Grim?
No, we were not.
Well, he died.
We were busy.
And he died of a mysterious illness that we causes,
know.
Yes.
How do you know? Stop telling them things. Ask them a question.
Excuse me. What?
Sorry.
Well, so he died of this mysterious illness, and we're very concerned for the well-being of our community and surrounding entities. So we're just trying to figure out how to help get to the cause of these things. Okay, I am revealing a lot, but I'm just trying to be transparent.
Stop. You can be a little less. A little less transparency. Be good. Can you now tell us why you're here?
So we realize that we tend to get carried away with being a little overzealous in our mission, but we're just very stressed
looks
and
over
concerned
at Barim
right now. Why are you here?
Yeah.
The mayor said that we get to be the cops.
Oh, well, that changes things.
All right, deception check there, Reticent, when you chimed in.
Did he not?
Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll that deception check.
Who's that checking?
Reticent, because he just chimed in saying that y'all are cops.
But, oh, so he might be lying?
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
Oh, he knows? Wait,
no.
No, so
I rolled a 19.
So,
a 19.
Reticent said that you guys are cops. And so, like, this is to see if they believe.
Oh, he said
it.
We're
you rolled a 19?
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. So we know it's
not. Oh, jeez, it's the cops. That Bill chimes up.
Cop interaction.
Geez, hey, I'm Bill. I'm Bill the Fearless, and I'm really scared right now. And this is my cousin Drake, and those were my distant family. We're just here because Huleel sent us. She's real sick, and we are here to find anything to help her. And we were just looking to find something to help her, and you all just, you cops bust in here with no warrant, no knock, and
is that
look what
the...
you did. So,
is that the...
I'm like looking around at
Can
everybody and just kind of just being like,
are they wrong?
Boy, my dollar.
Do I find anything in their pockets?
Oh God! you can take their scimitars if you want.
Oh hell yeah!
Is that the woman? Was she a dwarf? Is that what?
Yes, she was.
Okay. And Iselcross, or
yeah.
Was it Iselcross?
Oh,
or is it
Hello.
Oh, hello. That was her.
Yeah, Iselcross was the island that Birdfucker went.
And then where is this?
Oh, okay.
Back.
Is it Pale Blink?
Huleel, she's over at the Croaker's Cave. She sent us from there. We came from there. We could totally like draw it on your map for you. We just want to go.
I'm piping and be like, how do you explain all the mess here? You guys look like you were robbing this place. Explain that then.
We came here and it was like this.
A likely story.
Insight.
Go ahead and roll for insight.
Who? All of us?
Yeah, why not?
Insight, I got 22.
I got a 20.
Is this the right one? No.
It's true.
Huh.
You remember having heard that the place, this antique roads shop store had been broken into a couple months back, and was kind of derelict since. But they're telling the truth.
As a function of the story, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. If because didn't somebody just drop off a bunch of stuff to that place? Why would they drop off things to a derelict antique shop?
Maybe it was before that happened. Maybe that's why it got broken into. Because those items were here.
I don't think you want to see what's over there. The Bill points to the door that's closed.
I instantly run to the door.
I said I don't think you want to see what's in there.
I am opening the door.
Oh. What appears to be an ice statue of an elf is bundled beneath the blankets of a bed along the east wall of this room. A small table loaded with dirty teacups and a kettle stands next to the bed. You identify the figure as Verla Pelk, the owner of this store, and they succumbed to the frigid woe.
And I'm like, Baron, what's over there?
Yeah, I'm just gonna start dragging the statue and toss it out the door, frozen elf, and then I'm gonna start looking around the room.
that frozen statue just broke into a million pieces.
I'm suddenly feeling uncomfortable about even having the dagger in my backpack. If this can happen to elves. Yeah.
As Barum is doing his thing, I turn to everybody else and I'm like, I think we should really talk about maybe.
I'm just nodding.
We need to talk about voting him off the ice.
Maybe.
Both Bill and Drake, kind of at the same time, it's like, this is your guys' problem, not our problem. We gotta go.
Explain this. Explain what happened here to this person, to this elf. What did you do?
It's the same thing. I think it's the same thing that's happening to Halil. That's what we're here for. We're trying to find something to help her. She's sick, cursed with some sort of affliction. We don't really know. She's moving really slow, and her veins are turning blue.
I hate to say it, but I have to go pretty soon.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
This is a good place to stop. This is a good place to pause.
The fight is over.
Okay. We've had, we've killed some folks.
We have.
We've been turned into fake cops. Thanks for that. Reticent. No one feels good about that right now. It's just not the day for it. You know what I mean?
I know. I was even kind of thinking from last session. It was like, well, we're investigating a murder.
But
we just went. Me and Barum went to the house of the, and we just kind of searched around.
Calling them bandits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We barge in. We're like, get on the ground.
Let me just headbutt you.
God.
Take a good long hard look at ourselves.
Just wondering, was there anything cool in that room with the ice statue? no special stuff in there.
He reminds me of the Baron reminds me of, have you all seen the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? And the thing is just obsessed with finding the shiny thing.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yep.
I'm a cleric of the god of craftsmanship and I'm true neutral. I don't care about anybody. I just want good things.
Not the dagger.
I just want good.
I am true neutral.
There really isn't much in that.
It almost seems more like chaotic neutral.
Quarters. Just teacups. It's just a lot of rubbish. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I need it going to.
So,
thank you for this this little escape from the reality that is our national nightmare.
Yes, of course. Will the party decide to go to Croaker's Cave? What will they do with Drake and Bill? Will Barim break more ice statues?
Likely.
Will Dottari ever finish his song? And why was Reticent foaming from the mouth? Stay tuned next time on PSTD Indie RPG.
Wow. That was impressive.
All right. Very thanks. Good. All right. Cool, you fake cops.
Public space travel.